KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have partly cloudy skies. There's fog as well, and we have visibility under a tenth of a mile at some locations. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. Our forecast is calling for areas of dense fog this morning. Otherwise, skies partly cloudy, high around 50. Winds northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. In area news, Produce in the Park is hosting a Christmas farmers market. The Christmas pop-up market will offer pre-order drive-through pickup only. There will be no in-person shopping in order to comply with state mandates. Pre-orders will be accepted from Saturday, December 12th to Saturday, December 19th. Purchases can be picked up on Monday at the Cass County Community Center between 2 and 6 p.m. The pop-up market is being held the Monday before Christmas, so customers can pick up local baked goods, jellies, meats, and more to enjoy at their holiday meals. The market also offers holiday gifts and winter home decor by local crafters and artisans. Vendors interested in participating in the Christmas market should contact the market manager at Produce in the Park, AtlanticIowa, at gmail.com by no later than Wednesday, December 9th, this coming Wednesday. Other event details, including vendors and information on pre-orders, will be posted on the Produce in the Park's website at www.produceintheparkatlanticiowa.com and on their Facebook page. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports three arrests took place on Sunday. At around 12:25 p.m., deputies responded to a call at a residence in Stanton regarding a disagreement over property that had become physical. After investigation, 36-year-old Caleb Wegeman was arrested for child endangerment, and 37-year-old Katie Wegeman was arrested for child endangerment and domestic abuse assault. Both were transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held in lieu of bond. Their arrest took place during a second call of the night to that same residence. Also on Sunday at around 2:24 p.m., deputies arrested 37-year-old Ryan K. Richards of Elliott for domestic abuse assault second offense. The arrest took place as the result of a reported domestic disturbance, and Richards was taken to Montgomery County Jail and held a $1,000 bond. A traffic stop in Creston at around 10:40 p.m. on Saturday resulted in the arrest of a woman from Adair County. Creston police report 22-year-old Shauna Abel of Greenfield was arrested for OWI first offense. She was later released on a $1,000 bond. And 43-year-old Lindsay Willems of Creston was arrested a little before 11 p.m. Saturday at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. She was charged with disorderly conduct and later released on $300 bond. Police in Red Oak arrested two people on separate charges Saturday. At around 11:47 p.m., officers arrested 26-year-old Damian Allen Barr of Omaha on a Pottawatomie County warrant for violation of probation. Barr was being held without bond at the Montgomery County Jail over the weekend. And at around 3:22 p.m. Saturday, Red Oak police arrested 57-year-old Rhonda Joanne Sperber of Red Oak for theft in the fifth degree. She was being held on a $300 bond. Elsewhere in state news, authorities in Iowa are not releasing many details, but confirmed there was a shooting near the state capitol on Sunday. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
According to a brief news release from the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the victim of the shooting was taken to a Des Moines hospital for treatment of an injury that was not life-threatening. The news release said there is no ongoing threat to the public. The agency did not release any other information. A bus tour supporting President Trump made a stop at the Capitol Sunday afternoon, attracting hundreds of Trump supporters. Des Moines police told a reporter for KCCI television the shooting happened during an apparent traffic incident. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Iowa's coronavirus dashboard as of 6 a.m. today indicated there have been 35 additional deaths attributed to COVID-19 since Sunday's report at 10 a.m. for a total of 2,717. There was one more death in each of Adair, Harrison, Pottawatomie, and Shelby counties for a total of 11 in Adair County, 33 in Harrison County, and 82 in Pottawatomie County, along with 15 in Shelby County to date. A long-term care facility has reported 1,125 deaths, while those attributed to pre-existing conditions amounted to 1,363. There are 915 new positive cases of COVID-19 statewide as of early this morning, and their long-term care facility outbreaks remain at 137. Cass County currently has 161 positive cases among two facilities, with 92 recovered. That's unchanged from the weekend. Hospitalizations statewide had fallen from 918 on Sunday to 898 today, with 200 COVID patients in an ICU, 94 admitted, 120 on a ventilator. Hospitals in western and southwest Iowa report a total of 52 hospitalized, with 19 in an ICU. Three had been admitted, and nine COVID patients remain on a ventilator. State's positivity rate is down to 16.4%. Cass County's positivity rate has fallen to 14.9%. You can check out the current number of positive cases in each county of Cass and area counties, along with the 24-hour change in case numbers, the number of persons recovered, and the total number of deaths since the pandemic began. In the same story on the news page at KJAN.com, and it will be updated throughout the morning. In the funeral announcements, Kelly Schlake, age 60, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Funeral services for Kelly Schlake will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. The service will be live streamed, with additional details available on Roland's webpage. And for those attending, masks will be required at the service. Marjorie Elizabeth Goebbels, age 88, of Harlan, died Thursday at Mertu Medical Center. The private family mass of Christian burial for Marjorie Goebbels will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Clarence Reining, age 86, of Portsmouth, died Wednesday at Mertu Medical Center. A private family mass of Christian burial for Clarence Reining will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Mary's of the Assumption in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. George Mertz, age 105, of Walnut, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Private family funeral services for George Mertz will be Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Alice Wegner, age 94, of Harlan, died Saturday at the Hanson House. Graveside services for Alice Wegner will be on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at St. Mary's Cemetery in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. James Jim Marcus Koch, age 68, of Hancock, the mayor and former fire chief, or mayor and fire chief for Hancock, died Saturday at home. A private family memorial service for Jim Koch will be held on Thursday at 10 o'clock at the United Church of Avoca. Drive-by visitation will be held at Botna Bend Park in Hancock on Wednesday from 5 until 7 p.m. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Terry Loud Lippold, age 68, of Shelby, died Friday at Mercy Hospital. Memorial services for Terry Loud Lippold will be held on Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Art Bailey, age 81, of Cumberland, died Saturday at Eventide Lutheran Home in Denison. Private family services for Art Bailey will be held, with the Steen Funeral Home of Messina in charge of arrangements. Robert Lee Hoffman, age 90, of New York and formerly of Elliott, died Thursday. No services are planned at this time, and interment for Robert Hoffman will be in the Lowman Cemetery at a later date. Recon Doon Funeral Home of Griswold is assisting the family. Deborah Faustin, age 68, of Greenfield, died November 22nd. Celebration of life for Deborah Faustin will be December 15th at 10 a.m. at the Cornerstone Fellowship Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. And Lorraine Sporer, or rather Lauren Sporer, that is, of age 59, of Manning, died Friday at his home near Manning. Mass of Christian burial for Lauren Sporer is pending with the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building, I'm Rick Hansen reporting.